A sacred month with sacred lessons. A month of reflection, a month of grace. A month of reflection, a month of grace. Seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place. Seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله عليه وسلم. is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, salli wa al habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful and exciting episode of this beautiful series known as A Sacred Month with Sacred Lessons. Mashallah, it is a beautiful month of Muharramul Haram, and alhamdulillah, very soon we will be embracing the beautiful day of Ashura, which is a day which has lots of auspiciousness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day with I would say high esteem and lots of respect, a great maqam and status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to take full benefit of this wonderful day, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that all our sins are forgiven for the sake of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful days of Muharram are with us, and these are the final few episodes which we have with you. Previously, very beautifully, we discussed the Sahaba Ikram, Khulafai Rashideen, Ahle Bayt Athar, Sayyidah Fatima, Hasanin Kareem, and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, our discussion will now be the incident of Karbala. What happened behind Karbala? What were the causes that led to the incident of Karbala, to the Battle of Karbala? What happened and what was the scenario, situation in which the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go towards Karbala, towards Kufa, had to leave his beautiful city, the city of his Mubarak and blessed Nana Jan, the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinatul Munawwara, Taiba, Zadahallahu Sharafa wa Ta'azima. What were these causes? What was the reasons? What were the dire circumstances and situations, inshallah? This we will be discussing. And obviously, the incident and the discussion is so lengthy that 40, 45, 50 minutes will not do justice towards this discussion. So inshallah, we'll be dividing this in two parts. Today, inshallah, we'll be discussing the incident of Karbala. Obviously, as I mentioned, everything cannot be discussed, but the focal points, the main parts which need to be discussed will inshallah be discussed. And obviously, we will also be discussing the filthy and disgusting Yazid, the filthy person, I would say, who was behind the entire incident of Karbala and who has the main hand in the killing of the Ahle Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to, inshallah, listen to the entire incident with utmost concentration, inshallah, and whatever lessons we can learn, may we act upon it. This is one of the intentions you can make, you know, in this beautiful mahfil and this beautiful silsila. Whatever we learn, inshallah, we will try and act upon it and pass the message on to others as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Without any further delay, mashallah, our guest for today is once again Mulana Asim Madani sahab. Mulana sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana sahab?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, by the grace of Almighty Allah, I'm well.
Mashallah, alhamdulillah. Once again, Mulana sahab is with us. And for the entire series, all of you must have watched him, alhamdulillah. Beautiful words of wisdom were shared, beautiful words of advice were given to us, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we will act upon it, inshallah. And today, inshallah, once again, we will try and discuss some beautiful points with our viewers and our listeners. Before we move towards our discussion, we'll take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, we'll carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
يا حسين ابن علي يا حسين ابن علي حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں فضل رب پاک سے ہم ہیں غلام حسین سایہ افغان ہم پہ ہر لمحہ ہے فیضان حسین دین کی خاطر سے کٹا دوں گا جھکاؤں گا نہیں دین کی خاطر سے کٹا دوں گا جھکاؤں گا نہیں کربلا کی سرزمین پر تھا یہ اعلان حسین کربلا کی سرزمین پر تھا یہ اعلان حسین
حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں
جانو دل سے پھر ہوئی حوران خلد پر نشاں جانو دل سے پھر ہوئی حوران خلد پر نشاں عین موقع پر جو پکڑا حور نے دامان حسین عین موقع پر جو پکڑا حور نے دامان حسین
حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں
اللہ اللہ یاد اس کو آ گئے پیارے نبی اللہ اللہ یاد اس کو آ گئے پیارے نبی جس کسی نے بھی ہے دیکھا روئے تابان حسین جس کسی نے بھی ہے دیکھا روئے تابان حسین
حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں
شمع گل کر دی ہے میں نے جس کو جانا ہے وہ جائے شمع گل کر دی ہے میں نے جس کو جانا ہے وہ جائے
تھا یہ دسویں رات کو خیمے میں اعلان حسین تھا یہ دسویں رات کو خیمے میں اعلان حسین
حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں
کربلا کی سرزمین سے آ رہی ہے یہ صدا کربلا کی سرزمین سے آ رہی ہے یہ صدا
گردن اسلام پر ارفق ہے احسان حسین گردن اسلام پر ارفق ہے احسان حسین
حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں حسین ہمارے ہیں مولا حسین ہمارے ہیں فضل رب پاک سے ہم ہیں غلامان حسین سایہ افغان ہم
پہ ہر لمحہ ہے فیضان حسین.
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ, مرحبا, ویلکم بیک ٹو دا سلسلہ. یو آر واچنگ مدنی چینل انگلش اینڈ ویری بیوٹیفلی الحمد للہ. وی ڈیڈ مینشن دیٹ ٹوڈے آور ڈسکشن ول بی وتھ ریگارڈس ٹو دا انسیڈنٹ آف کربلا, دا بیٹل آف کربلا, ان شاء اللہ. سو وداؤٹ اینی فردر ڈیلے, لیٹس موو ٹوورڈز آور گیسٹ فار ٹوڈے. مولانا صاحب, دا انسیڈنٹ از ویری لینتھی اینڈ نیڈز لاٹس آف ایکسپلینیشنز, لاٹس آف ڈیٹیل. Maybe if you can give us the focal points, the main events which led to the battle and which occurred during the battle, inshallah azza wa jal, in this short time which we have.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir raheem. The beloved aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Umme Fazal radiyallahu ta'ala anha, says that once I took Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu into the bargah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and placed him on the mubarak lap of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started weeping after I placed Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his mubarak lap. I asked Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam the reason of his weeping. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Sayyiduna Jibril alaihi salatu wasallam came to me and informed me that my ummah, my followers, will kill this son of mine, will kill Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So the news of the shahadat of Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has been given right after the birth of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It was very famous that one day Sayyidu Shuhada Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will be killed. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem knew, Sayyidatuna Fatima az-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha knew, Sahaba-i Ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, they also knew about the shahadat of Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Neither Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, no Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karram Allahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, no Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself requested Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua in the bargah of Almighty Allah to save him from these kind of circumstances and to protect his life from being killed. No Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu made dua in the bargah of Almighty Allah for Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because they knew that martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the will of Almighty Allah. The pleasure of Almighty Allah is in the shahada of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So the thing which was the pleasure of Almighty Allah, they all were agreed and they all were pleased with that pleasure of Almighty Allah. So no one made dua. Everyone was ready to face those circumstances in the path of Almighty Allah. When Yazid took over the rulership after the demise of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote letters everywhere and commanded people to pledge allegiance in the hand of Yazid. So when he wrote letters to different areas, to different people, so he wrote a letter to Walid bin Uqba, who was the governor of Medina at that time. He wrote a letter to him and commanded him to take bay'at from all the people of the community. But he highlighted in the letter that first of all, you must try to take bayat from the three personalities of Madinatul Munawwara, Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair, and Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So he commanded Walid to take bayat from them and also wrote that you must not give them even a short time to think. You must force them to do bayat and pledge allegiance. When this letter reached Walid bin Uqba, so he panicked a lot because he knew that it is not easy to take bayat from Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because Imam Hussain was not going to do bayat in the hand of a person who was fasik, who was fajir, who was alcoholic, who was habitual of committing major sins publicly, you know. He invented a lot of invalid, unlawful things. So Walid knew that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu will not pledge allegiance in the hands of Yazid. So he called Marwan bin Hakam to take an advice from him. Marwan bin Hakam was such a disgusting person, filthy person, that after he was born, he was taken to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for tahniq. So when he was taken to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tahniq, tahniq means to chew something and put in the mouth of a child so that the child can suck
it. In Urdu we say gutti.
Yeah, gutti. We call it gutti in Urdu. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew through his ilme ghaib that which kind of person is going to be, which kind of behavior is going to have, which kind of character is going to have. So in fact, his father has been taken out from Madinatul Munawwara due to his bad character, and he used to stay in Taif. So he called Marwan bin Hakam for the advice. So when Marwan bin Hakam came, so he advised him that you must take bayat from Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in any circumstances. You must force him to do bayat. And if you give him any kind of relief today, then you will not be able to get control of Imam Hussein after that. So call him. So Walid sent someone to call Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Walid with some other companions, sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhi majmain, and told them that you must stay outside the building, I will go inside. And if voice is being raised, so then you must also come inside. Otherwise, you must stay outside, and when I will come out, then you must leave this place. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu went inside. And Walid informed him about the demise of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after that, he informed him about the rulership of Yazid as well, and requested him to do bayat and pledge allegiance in the hand of Yazid. So Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the person like me cannot do bayat secretly. You must make a request publicly, openly to everyone, and when everyone will be offered, requested to do bayat in the hand of Yazid, I must also be offered. So it cannot happen secretly. So Walid actually was a person of peace-loving. He didn't want a war in Madinatul Munawwara, especially with the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that it cannot happen secretly, so let me go now. So he allowed him to go. While Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was leaving, Marwan ibn Hakam, you know, interrupted him and said that how can you allow him to go? This is the right time to force him and to take bayat from Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if you lose the control now, you will never be able to get control of Imam Hussein, and he will never do bayat in the hand of Yazid, and this will destroy the entire system, entire, you know, rulership and government. So when Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this from Marwan bin Hakam, he turned back and, you know, he spoke like the lion of Almighty Allah and said, you are liar. You, O Walid, will kill me. No, you are liar, it cannot happen. And shouted him, and after that, you know, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu left the building. After that, you know, Marwan complained to Walid that you did not act upon my advice, and now it will not be possible to take bayat from Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anyway, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu went back. And he knew that now, when I'm not going to do bayat in the hand of a fasik, fajir person, then obviously, you know, he's going to be my enemy, and whole government is going to be my enemy. All the Yazidis are going to be my enemy, and they're going to make the circumstances, you know, tough for me. So Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu discussed this with his family and some other companions, and decided to leave Madinatul Munawwara, because Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew that if he stays there, then they are going to have war against Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Madinatul Munawwara, and you know, they will shed blood in the blessed city of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Imam Hussein didn't want that. At the same time, you know, if he was going to accept the allegiance in the hand of Yazid, so it was going to mean that Imam Hussein is justifying the immorality of Yazid. Imam Hussein is justifying all the wrongdoings of Yazid. So Imam Hussain, how the grandson of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam can do all that? So he was never going to do bayat in the hand of Yazid. So Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who told his family to leave Madinatul Munawwara so that Yazid can't do any wrong thing here. He can't shed blood in the city of my beloved Nanajan sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who after deciding that, after telling his family to prepare, he, you know, went to the Roza of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey the final greetings in the bargo of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who went in the bargo of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after conveying salam, after sending salutations in the bargo of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was never going to leave your blessed city, but circumstances compelled me, forced me to leave. So, you know, it's very easy to say, but it is very difficult to imagine, you know, that scenario, that situation when Nawasa-e Rasool, the grandson of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was leaving Madinatul Munawwara.
In today's time, if somebody goes and visits Medina Sharif, and when he leaves Medina Sharif, then you can actually see the grief in his feelings, in his face, you know, the pain and the sufferings that Imam Hussein went through just to leave the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah.
Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith Pak that the soul of a Nabi will not be taken out except that his soul will be taken out in that place which is very beloved to him.
Allah Allah.
And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in Madinatul Munawwara. So it means that Madinatul Munawwara was very beloved to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the place which was very beloved to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undoubtedly was, that place was very beloved to the grandson of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. It was his homeland. He grew up there. He used to, you know, go on the roza of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey the salam. He used to recite durud and salutations in the bargo of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he wanted to go. But now it was the final greetings. It was the last greetings in the bargo of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not easy for Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu to leave. When the grandson of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who used to sit on the shoulders of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform salah, one who used to sit in the lap of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whose cheeks Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss, that grandson who was very beloved to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that grandson who Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred upon Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, choose one of them. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu and preferred to keep alive Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So how beloved he would have been to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what would have been the feeling of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that time when Sayyidul Shuhada Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have asked the permission that, oh my Nana Jan, circumstances compelled me, forced me to leave, and due to the circumstances I am leaving your beloved city and this is my last greeting. I don't know whether I will come back or not. In fact, he knew that he is not going to come back because his martyrdom, his news of Shahada was very famous all over. He knew that I will be killed in Karbala, but he was going there to protect the deen of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will try to make it short as the time is very short. So he, after conveying the final greetings in the bargo of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who left Madinatul Munawwara with his family, with the Ahle Bayt of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some other companions. And then Imam Hussain, after some days, reached in Makkatul Mukarramah and stayed there for some time. And people from different areas, you know, they used to come to greet Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, to take blessings from Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And he stayed there for as long as he wanted to stay there. And he never told anyone to do bayat in his hands,
yes,
as being a opposition of Yazid. He never told anyone. So he was just there, busy in worshipping Almighty Allah for some time. And then after some time, he received some letters from Kufa.
Allah Allah.
Allahu Akbar. When Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who received first letter from the people of Kufa, it was written that they expressed their love with the Ahle Bayt of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They expressed their love with Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who. And then after that, they said that we don't have a leader who we can follow and who can guide us towards righteousness, towards the straight path. And they informed him about the rulership of Yazid as well and about the bad character of Yazid and said that we can't do bayat in the hand of Yazid. So it will be our fortune that if Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who comes to Kufa so that he can lead us, we will do bayat in the hand of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who. And it was not just the one letter. They wrote many, many letters to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when many letters came to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu intended to leave Makkatul Mukarrama.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Why? There was no any worldly purpose. There was no any personal benefit in the mind of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was no intention of taking over Yazid's government. He was actually going to be the leader of the youth of Jannah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already had given him the rulership and the leadership of the youth of Jannah. So why Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu will worry about this worldly leadership and all these positions? He had nothing to do with all that. He had no interest in all these things. But when Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu received lot of letters from the people of Kufa, so Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought that if I don't go and if I don't lead them and if I don't guide them, tomorrow in the Bargah of Almighty Allah, on the Day of Judgment, Allah, Allah, these Allah. People can stand and say that we requested Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come and guide us. We told him that you come, we will do bayat in your hand and we will follow your instructions. But Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not come. Therefore, we were forced to do bayat in the hand of Yazid. So we had no option.
Allah.
So when you know this thought came in the mind of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu that these people can claim, you know, something like this in the Bargah of Almighty Allah. So to save him from this kind of blame in the Bargah of Almighty Allah on the Day of Judgment, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu had no option, but he had to go and leave Makkatul Mukarramah.
Beautiful lesson for our viewers and our listeners as well. From this entire incident, you know, until at the moment where Munasab is, obviously we will carry on, but look at the mindset, the mentality of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It wasn't any, you know, self-respect or, you know, something, as Munasab said, some worldly pleasures, ma'adallah, or, you know, some of his benefit or something. No, no, no. The thought was on a day of Qiyamah, if they go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that, Ya Allah, we send the message to the grandson of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he didn't come, and that's why we had no option but to take a bayat on the hands of Yazid. Whereas we all know Sayyidina Imam Hussein was given the certificate from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a definite Jannati, he is the leader of the youth of Jannah, he so many excellences, but still, what's the thinking in the mind that what answer will I give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This one, you know, I would say this one beautiful quality of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and you know, he has gained this beautiful, I would say, qualities, these beautiful etiquettes, all the way from his predecessors. Look at Sayyidina Mawla Ali, look at Sayyidina Fatima Zahra, look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, those personalities who Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu grew up with, and you will see all of them, their mentality, their mindset was the same, whether they were on a position of rulership or they weren't on a position of rulership, whatever the case was, all of them had the same mentality on the day of Qiyamah. What answer will we give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything? You know, whether we are, you know, in charge of any hukumat, of any ruling, and there are people under us who are dealt with unjustly, or we're not able to do justice, or something happened, some wrong happened in some place. All of these things, that every time in their mind was just one thing, that what answer are we going to give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah, 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 Allah. And this is the message, one of the messages of the incident of Karbala. If we can instill in our hearts, in our mind, you know, just this one thinking and one thought, that what answer will we give in the court of Allah? And the moment you can do this, inshallah, you will see majority of your sins, you will start leaving yourself. Next time you want to, say, watch a film, ma'adallah, and you know, before watching the film, the first thing which comes to your mind is, what answer will I give in the court of Allah if he asks me, you know, about this filthy act of mine? You will refrain from it. Next time you want to take bribery, next time you want to take interest, next time you want to swear someone, next time you want to lie, you want to do backbite, about all of these things, the first thing which comes to your mind is, what answer will I give in the court of Allah? At that time and that moment, you will refrain from that sin. So this is one beautiful lesson of Karbala, which I want everyone to please take with them, inshallah, from this beautiful episode. We'll inshallah take a short break now and listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will carry on our wonderful discussion with regards to the incident of Karbala. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When the beautiful month of Muharramul Haram is cited, with many other beautiful things that we talk about, we always mention about the martyrdom of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a symbol of truth, a beautiful character, and someone who cares about other people as well. It says that one day a person came to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He had 20 or 30 camels, but he didn't have anything to feed them. So this person was told by someone that, why don't you go and meet Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Maybe he can take you out of this difficulty. So as this person went to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw that Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was having a meal. And he thought to himself, is Imam Hussein going to ask me to join in with him? As he was thinking about that, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu looked at that person and said to him, please come and join with us in the meal. And the person, after eating, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he looked towards him and he says, please tell me why you have come to me. Is there anything that you need from me? You need my help. And the person, he says that, ya Sayyidi, mashallah, you are the grandson of the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There is no one that can help me apart from you. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, what is it that you want from me? And he says that, ya Sayyidi, I have camels, but I am so poor that I don't have any food to feed them. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu smiled at him and says, brother, go and bring your camels to me. I will feed them. And whatever you need from here, you can take it as well. Subhanallah. You know, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with this beautiful conduct that he showed to that person, the other person, without thinking, he says that, oh, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may my parents be sacrificed on you. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This is the beautiful seerah of the grandson of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No doubt Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where we all know about his status. Alhamdulillah, he is the prince of paradise along with his brother. They are the princes of paradise. Yet look at the way they will take care of other Muslims, how they will take to try to fulfill the needs of other Muslims as well. And alhamdulillah, a very beautiful lesson that me and you can learn is that we should be trying to help one another as well in this beautiful month of Muharram. Let's make this intention that inshallah we will follow and we will try to act upon this beautiful character of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, mashallah. Welcome back to our silsila. You are watching a sacred month with sacred lessons. And today we are discussing the very important incident of Karbala, those causes which led to the battle of Karbala. And before the break, Munasa mentioned, you know, with regards to Yazid, how he wanted the rulership, how he wanted that he should be the Khalifa, the leader, whatever the case is. And indirectly, it was a force towards Sayyidina Imam Hussein that he must come and take bayt on the hands of Yazid. And, you know, these situations led to Sayyidina Imam Hussein leaving the beautiful city of his Nana Jan, Madinatul Munawwara, and going to Makkatul Mukarramah. And Munasab stopped where the people from Kufa was sending the letters towards Sayyidina Imam Hussein, inviting him and calling him over there so that they can take bayat on his hands and save themselves from taking bayat or putting their hands in the hands of a filthy person like Yazid. And Imam Hussein, you know, his mentality and his mindset was that if I do not go, what answer will I give in the court of Allah tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah if these people say that we called the grandson of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we called him because we knew he was on the straight path, we knew he was on haq, we knew he was on the true path, but he didn't come to us, which left us with no choice but to give our hands in a filthy person like Yazid, then what answer will I give in the court of Allah? So these were the circumstances and the situations which led to Imam Hussein deciding now to leave Makkatul Mukarramah and go towards Kufa. Ji Munasa, if you can carry on, please.
Allahu Akbar. So after Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who received a lot of letters from the people of Kufa, so he had no choice but he had to leave Madinah, Makkatul Mukarrama. Many Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhi Majmain, including Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, Sayyidina Anas, Sayyidina Jabir, and many more Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhi Majmain, did not agree with the decision of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go to Kufa. They requested Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to take his decision back. And they told him that these people of Kufa are not trustworthy people. They had already experienced the unfaithfulness of the Kufis, disloyalty of Kufis, and dishonesty of them. Therefore, you know, they said to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they have already betrayed your beloved father Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. So it is not right to go to trust them and go there. So they were not agreed with this decision. So yet they requested Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to take his decision back. But Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu told them that I don't have a choice, because these people have sent me a lot of letters, expressed their love, and they have requested me to go there so that they can do bayat in my hand, so that I can guide them towards the straight path, towards the right, towards the haq, towards the truth. So if I don't go, they can stand in the bargo of Almighty Allah on the day of judgment and claim against me, and they can blame me in the bargo of Almighty Allah. But at the same time, you know, when Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhi Majmain insisted Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to not go there, so Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought that, okay, on one side when I have received a lot of letters from the Kufis, and the other side when, you know, other Sahaba Ikram, they are not allowing me and they are not suggesting me to leave Makkatul Mukarrama and go there. So it is better to send Sayyidina Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu so that he can go there and witness the circumstances and find out the people of Kufa. After Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu will go there, and if he writes a letter to me and informs me about the circumstances, then after that, you know, if he says that I must go travel to Kufa, then I will not have a choice. But if Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu witnesses something different, dishonesty of the Kufis, you know, unfaithfulness of the Kufis, then, you know, at least I will have an excuse to not go because of all these reasons. But if these things are not found in them and they are found very sincere in their request, then I will have to go. I will have no choice then. He sent Sayyidina Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached Kufa, so within a week, 1,000 people from Kufa pledged allegiance in the hand of Sayyidina Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu on behalf of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They expressed their love with Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and requested him to call him. So when Alte Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw their situation and their love and their devotion and affection, so they wrote a letter to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu that leave Makkatul Mukarrama and come to Kufa as soon as possible to guide these people, as they are desperately, you know,
waiting to
bayat in your hand. After he wrote a letter to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Yazid came to know about this situation, that the people of Kufa are doing bayat in the hand of Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got worried of these circumstances. That time, Hazrat Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi Rasul, was the governor of Kufa. And he was a very soft-hearted person. Yazid thought that he will not be able to handle Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He will not be able to stop people to do bayat in the hand of Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So what he did, he dismissed Hazrat Nu'man bin Bashir and appointed Ibn Ziyad the governor of Kufa. He commanded him to force him to do bayat in the hand of Yazid. If he is agreed to do bayat in the hand of Yazid, then that is the good thing. Otherwise, he must be killed. Ibn Ziyad, when he was appointed as the governor of Kufa, he went to Kufa. He was not in Kufa at that time, but when he was appointed as governor of Kufa, so he left Basra and went to Kufa. So he entered in the governor house and he took over the governance, and he gathered people and told them that from today, I am your governor. I have been appointed by Yazid. And Then he threatened them and he told them that I have been commanded, I must do good with those who do good with us. And I must be very harsh those who don't follow our instructions. So all those who are present here must do bayat in the hand of Yazid. After that, he captured and arrested the leaders of the tribes. And he forced them to give a written assurance that they will never give refuge. Neither them nor their followers will give refuge to any of the enemy of Yazid. Actually, he wanted to close all the doors for Sayyidina Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because people showed a lot of love and devotion to Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they had done bayat in the hand of Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he didn't want. So he threatened them that if you love your lives, if you love your properties, then follow my instructions. Otherwise, you will be killed and you will be destroyed. Your properties will be taken from you. Your children will be killed in front of you. And after that, he appointed someone, a Yazidi, to look for Hazrat Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Those people who are with Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu yesterday, today, you know, after Ibn Ziyad threatened them, they started worrying about their lives. They started worrying about their children. They started worrying about their properties. They thought that if we support Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil or Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then it means that we are inviting our death. We will be killed, you know, oppressively. Our families will be oppressed. So it's better to not have any kind of association with Imam Muslim bin Aqil or Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So those people who are with Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu yesterday, all of the sudden they all left Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Imam Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu led them in Zuhr Salah, masjid was almost full. But after he made salam, so there was no one left in the masjid.
Allah.
He was left alone. And at the same time, the thing which was making him more worried and stressed was that he had already sent a letter to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu that you must come to Kufa as soon as possible. And he knew that these people, what they have done to me, they will do the same thing with Imam Hussein, the grandson of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah. A very tragic incident, a very, I would say, a sad part of the incident of Karbala. In the initial stages, when he received the support from the Kufiyin, from the people of Kufa, then he sent the message to Sayyidina Imam Hussein. And after the letters have already been sent to Sayyidina Imam Hussein, now these people deceived him and they turned their backs on Islam, on Sayyidina Imam Muslim bin Aqil, whereas, you know, Islam demanded that no matter whatever the case is, no matter how dire the circumstances are, you must stand with the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and stand with the family, with haq, with truth. But unfortunately, this filthy person, Ibn Ziyad, his wretched plans, his disgusting plans, you know, forced these people to turn their backs against Sayyidina Imam Muslim bin Aqil. And the incident then carries on. But unfortunately, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. And inshallah, azawajal, the discussion will carry on some more beautiful points with regards to the incident of Karbala. What happened after that when Sayyidina Imam Muslim bin Aqil was, you know, left all alone in Kufa and the letters already reached Sayyidina Imam Hussein, then what was the journey ahead? Inshallah, we will discuss. So please be with us, inshallah, same time, same place. And once again, we will enlighten your hearts with some beautiful words of wisdom. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah. Be positive, think positive, stay positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A sacred month with sacred lessons, a month of reflection, a month of grace, a month of reflection, a month of grace, seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place, seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place.